When Bing Crosby begins his show Wednesday night, he'd better roll out a plush welcome mat, for his guest is that dapper man of fashion, screen favorite, Adolph Monjou. Now, could it be that Bing is thinking of trading in his sport clothes for soup and fish? In any event, there ought to be some pretty good discussions on what constitutes high or low fashion when the groaner meets the well-groomed man. Now, Bing also sings a couple of your favorites, Galway Bay, Until, and Buttons and Bows. Another guest who will warble a few notes is Kay Starr, who zoomed to stardom with her torchy version of I'm the Lonesomest Gal in Town. Kay will repeat the same song for Bing and you listeners. The Rhythm Ayers and John Scott Trotter's orchestra will also be on hand to supply the musical background when the Bing Crosby Show comes your way Wednesday night. So join the gala goings-on when Adolph Monjou and Kay Starr guest star on the Bing Crosby Show. Remember, it's heard at 10 in the East and 9 elsewhere.
Good evening, sports fans. This is Joe Hassel with the up-to-the-minute roundup of sports. A little later on in the program, you'll hear Bill Kirby's interview with the head coach of Duluth Junior College, Frank Butch Larson. But first in horse racing, Carson City. A conspiracy suit has been filed against Tom Kelly of Chicago and the millionaire owner of the Cleveland Browns, Arthur McBride. The charge is that they violated the Sherman Antitrust Act in the nationwide distribution of horse race results. Harrisburg, the Pennsylvania Federation of Labor, claimed it would back a bill next year which would put horse racing and pari mutuel betting on a legal basis in the state. The proposal will have heavy going since it comes up every session but never comes close to passing. All six states which touch Pennsylvania have legalized betting. Church groups have united in opposing racing in Pennsylvania. New York, Citation is the unanimous selection as the horse of the year. He's the best three-year-old, the best three-year-old colt, and the best handicap horse of 1948. Miss Request is the best three-year-old filly. Blue Peter, the best two-year-old colt, and Myrtle Charm, the top two-year-old filly. The best steeplechaser is American Way, top handicap mare is Conniver, and best sprinter, Coal Town. In Billiards London, world snooker champ Joe Davis offered a $200 reward for the return of a cue. The cue is one he bought 35 years ago, second-hand, for $1.50. He's never used any other since. In baseball, Kansas City, Billy Skiff is the new manager of the Blues, replacing Dick Bartell. Skiff managed Newark last year. Baltimore, Joe DiMaggio of the Yankees underwent an operation for the removal of a small bone spur from his right heel. DiMaggio was on the table 40 minutes, and it will take 10 days to determine if the operation is a success. His condition is excellent. Chicago, the White Sox sold Taft Wright, the veteran outfielder, to the Philadelphia Athletics. Wright is 35 years old and hit .279 last season. Detroit, Red Ralph is the new manager of the Tigers. Ralph joined the Detroit organization as director of their 12 farm clubs in 1946. He ended his playing career in 1942, and he's 40 years old. Mobile, Al Todd has resigned as manager of the Bears. He's leaving the Brooklyn organization to accept a job with another major league chain. His team won the first Southern Association pennant in 25 years for Mobile. In football, South Bend, Notre Dame has a new play, the whisper play. The quarterback pretends he forgot the play and whispers to the left half. While that's going on, the ball is snapped to the right half, who gets going. Ann Arbor, on comparative scores, Michigan tops Notre Dame. The Irish beat Purdue by 1 point. Michigan did it by 40. Notre Dame beat Northwestern by 5. Michigan did it by 28. Notre Dame beat Indiana 42-6. Michigan did it 54-0. Notre Dame beat Navy 41-7, a difference of 34 points. Michigan did it 35-0. However, Notre Dame beat Michigan State 26-7, 19-point difference. Michigan won 13-7, a difference of 6. Reno quarterback Stan Heath of Nevada has been invited to play in the annual East-West game. Heath will play in the game unless Nevada gets a bowl bid. Kingsport, Regan Keller, a 16-year-old guard, was killed on the first play in which he participated the other night against Johnson City. He was rushed to the hospital but was dead on arrival. He suffered a broken neck. Liberty, Missouri Valley, set a new all-time college record for consecutive football victories by beating William Jewell 46-0. It was their 40th in a row. Washington held the previous record made in 1908. Los Angeles, American Legion officials have offered Oregon a tentative invitation to a postseason game on December 18th. The Legion would like to get Nevada as an opponent. Baltimore, Mayor Thomas D. Alessandro has invited Notre Dame and Michigan to play a postseason game for the benefit of the Damon Runyon Cancer Fund. Medford, Professor Clarence Houston claims that most of the nation's 375 colleges are generally Simon Pure. During the first year of the Sanity Code, 20 complaints were made and reviewed. Most of them were groundless and based on rumor. In boxing, Trenton. In the future, referees in New Jersey will carry a small, clean hand towel to wipe off boxers' gloves. It's another step to protect the boxers, since in the past, referees used to wipe the gloves off on their shirts, which were often soaked with perspiration. Savannah, Billy Conn will try another step on his comeback trail when he meets Whitey Burlier in a 10-rounder Thursday night. Cleveland heavyweight champ Joe Lewis said he will fight Jimmy Bivens in New York next June for the title if Bivens gives him a good battle in their 6-round exhibition, which is scheduled for Wednesday night. Buenos Aires, a group of fighters in Argentina, are on strike against a local club. They want more money. They decided to do some promoting of their own and drew a crowd of 15,000, so they're going to go on promoting. In track and field, New York, Michigan State won the IC4A team cross-country championship. Bob Black of Rhode Island won the individual title. And that brings us to our guest of the evening. Our guest this evening is the head coach of Duluth Junior College, Coach Frank Butch Larson. For a transcribed interview with him, we take you to Duluth. Here's Bill Kirby.
This is Bill Kirby of WDSM, Duluth, Minnesota. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to bring to our microphone Coach Frank Butch Larson of the Duluth Junior College Blue Jays. Duluth Junior College is very much in the running for a bid to the Little Rose Bowl game, which will be played in Pasadena, California on December 11th. Coach Butch Larson is a former All-American end at the University of Minnesota in the golden years of 1933 and 1934, Minnesota being the national champions in 1934. And just as Coach Larson's record was good as an All-American football player, his coaching record is just as outstanding. For the last 3 years, his Duluth Junior College football team has won the Northern Junior College Conference Championship. The Blue Jays have the enviable record of being unbeaten and untied in the Northern Conference in these last 3 years. Well, Butch, I suppose the fellas have their hearts set on getting the bid to the Little Rose Bowl in Pasadena on December 11th. How do you feel about that?
Bill, as you know, we came very close to being selected to play in the Little Rose Bowl game last year. And this season, we set out to establish a record so outstanding that we would get the bid.
Well, Butch, looking at your season's record, which I have here before me, I see that you fellas certainly won some outstanding games. And looking at the record, I see your closest game was with Virginia Junior College, and your club won the football game 21-0. Here's another one that interests me. Your victory over the Minnesota B team, 26-6, merits mentioning, too. Was that your toughest game?
Yes, Bill, I think it was. The University of Minnesota B team is composed of third, fourth, and fifth string players from the Minnesota varsity team, and were unbeaten for 3 years prior to our game with them this season. Inasmuch as our junior college is a two-year school, our victory was quite an accomplishment, I think. The Minnesota B team normally competes against four-year schools around the Big Nine Conference and elsewhere in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Our kids figured they wanted to win that ball game, and they did just that.
Do you think that your Duluth Junior College team would be as good a representative from the Midwest here for the Little Rose Bowl game as Illinois and Michigan have been for the Big Rose Bowl game, Butch?
Well, Bill, for the last 3 years, we've just defeated the best junior college teams from Michigan, Minnesota, and the Northwest area. As you know, Michigan has turned out some great football teams, and Minnesota and Wisconsin have done pretty well, too. I think this record speaks for itself.
These Duluth Junior College teams of yours, Butch, have established excellent records in the last 3 years. Is this your best team?
Yes, I believe it is, Bill. We've scored 46 touchdowns, and our opponents have scored only five. With our extra points and field goals, our total point score for the season is 305. Our opponents have tallied 31. As regards our total yardage gained, we have gained over 2 miles on the ground and in the air.
In following your team, Butch, I've been very much impressed with the aggressive, open style of football played. It definitely is very entertaining to watch. Will you tell us a little bit about this Little Rose Bowl game that will be played in Pasadena on December 11th?
Well, Bill, it looks like the West Coast representative will be either Compton Junior College or San Francisco Junior College. We of the Duluth Junior College hope we will be their opponent. These teams are selected by a committee of men from Southern California who will meet in Pasadena on November 26th. Their decision will be announced November 26th or thereabouts. Bill, I understand that this is quite a game out in the West Coast. They get crowds of from 65 to 75,000 people.
Well, I certainly hope you fellas receive the bid for the Little Rose Bowl game, Butch, and I know your team will play a great game of football. I imagine that great band and marching unit of yours, which is the best in the state, is all ready to accompany you and put on a dazzling exhibition. Folks, you've just heard Coach Frank Butch Larson, former All-American end at the University of Minnesota, who is now head coach and athletic director of the Duluth Junior College Blue Jays. The Blue Jays, being rated by many experts as the number one junior college football team in the country. Thank you very much, Coach Larson, for transcribing this interview. This is Bill Kirby in Duluth, Minnesota, returning you back to Joe Hassel.
And here's the roundup in football Bloomsburg. Bloomsburg state teachers charge that California teachers is a Penn State football farm. Penn State admitted it, pointing out that because of crowded conditions, there are no freshmen on their campus. Tyler, Kilgore, and Duluth have been invited to play in the Texas Rose Bowl on Thanksgiving Day. Both are undefeated. Duluth has rejected the bid, hoping to go to the Little Rose Bowl at Pasadena. Eugene, Oregon, issued an official challenge to California for a Pacific Coast Conference playoff. Oregon offered to play the game at Berkeley November 27th or December 4th. California turned down the challenge, saying it was against conference rules, but Oregon points out that conference rules make it perfectly legal. San Diego, Jeff Cravath, coach at Southern Cal, believes that Oregon would have a slight edge over California. Los Angeles, the football writers got into the act by voting 21-6 that Oregon should get the Rose Bowl bid. They've been out of the bowl the longest, and the Coast ruling says that the team out of the bowl the longest should get the bid. Actually, Oregon can finish the season a half game ahead of California. They will have won 7 games, Cal 6. Waco, Cheetah, the Bear mascot of Baylor, got a fractured leg when her trailer overturned on the way back from New Orleans. Pittsburgh, club owners of the National League, supposedly held a secret meeting and reportedly discussed plans for a 12-team league on the assumption that the All-America Conference will fold. It's reported they're willing to accept the Cleveland and San Francisco teams and that the Boston Yanks would be moved to the Yankee Stadium. Ann Arbor, Michigan is again ranked as the nation's number one team. As a matter of fact, they've bettered their standing over Notre Dame. Army is third, California fourth, and North Carolina fifth. Syracuse, a double investigation is underway on the football situation. Both the Board of Trustees and the Varsity Club have appointed fact-finding committees to find out what's wrong. Clinton, Earl Svensson has resigned as head coach at Hamilton. Pecan Grove, the pastor of the Baptist Church, played left guard against Tulane Saturday. He's Ray Mayfield of Baylor. Olean, football coach Huey DeVore's contract comes up for renewal soon, and the Franciscan Fathers are afraid he may be attracted to another post by an offer they can't match. Miami, 6 teams are in the running for the Orange Bowl. Georgia, Oklahoma, Mississippi, Tulane, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. Georgia and Oklahoma are favored. Minneapolis, Minnesota still hasn't given up on its chances of getting into the Rose Bowl. Coach Bierman is sending scouts to cover Oregon and California next Saturday. Bierman, incidentally, was noncommittal on a report that he would never again take a team to Iowa because of the poor sportsmanship of the fans. In basketball, Troy. A franchise was granted to Troy, making the New York State Pro League a 7-club circuit. In hockey, New York, extension of the American League to include Rochester and Syracuse is not too far off. In horse racing, Tijuana. One horse was killed and 3 jockeys injured in a 3-horse spill that happened after the finish line was crossed. Sweet Mix-Up apparently was stricken with a heart attack a few yards past the finish line, breaking a leg as she dropped dead. In hunting Montreal, deers in Canada are using new tactics. They're fighting back. Harold Allard got in the way of a big buck that was chasing a doe. The buck kicked the rifle out of Allard's hands, knocked him down, and went at him with horns and hooves. Allard escaped by rolling under a fallen tree. In soccer, Saarbrücken, 17 players were killed, 16 injured, and 4 are missing, the result of a highway accident. A truck in which they were riding to a game turned upside down and went into the river. In wrestling, Washington, 5 members of the North Carolina wrestling team were injured when their automobile crashed into a tree. In baseball, Boston, the Red Sox released veteran outfielder Wally Moses. Moses, who is 37, hit .261 last season. New York, the New York Giants signed Herman Franks as their bullpen coach. Frank, who was 35, was with the Phils last year. St. Louis, Mrs. Stella Reeser, mother of Pete Reeser, died. She was 62. And that just about rounds out the roundup. This is Joe Hassel inviting you to be with us tomorrow night for another up-to-the-minute session on sports. Our guest tomorrow night is going to be the head football coach at Villanova, Jordan Oliver. Until tomorrow night, then, good night.
Joe Hassel came to you from New York. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.